Hey, it's Todd and Tyler. Thanks for listening to this podcast episode.
Our annual golf tournament is coming up on June 7th.
If you own or manage a business and would like to be involved and contribute to our preferred charity partners, JDRF, we have a way for you to do that.
There are plenty of sponsorship packages and whole sponsorships for you to partner with us.
Go to TNTRadioEmpire.com and fill out the I Want to Be a Sponsor form.
Soon after, you'll be contacted and you could be on your way to being part of the Todd and Tyler Golf Tournament. You'll be glad you did.
Or just follow us.
Or both.
Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Yes, you are. Podcast available, Stitcher, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. Alexa plays the show. Alexa ordered dildos. I was told yesterday, Friday, stop saying that. Our midday maven here, Meg, said that to her Alexa or her Echo, whatever, says what kind all the time.
All right, and that's the best way to get us to stop doing something is to ask us to stop doing something. It works every time.
All the time. Petey Mack, Mr. Skin, Sean Astin, TJ Miller in the studio later this week. Looking forward to seeing TJ again. Crazy bastard.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, really, he's certifiable.
Just follow his Twitter. It's tough to decipher sometimes because he's freaking nuts and he's great and funny.
Yeah, I think generally
just a good dude.
Generally,
too,
my reactions to his social media posts are, well, okay, and then I just scroll on.
Apparently, he knows what's happening with that.
Doctors in Papua New Guinea.
Papa. You smell good, Petey.
Ooh,
I'd like to tell you that. I'll nuzzle your neck next time I tell you that.
Yeah.
Is that the beard bomb or just a clean shower?
Let me think. Yeah, shower last night, beard bomb today.
Yeah, I got beard bomb, too. Yeah. I didn't wear it this morning. I should have, but
sorry.
I like to smell that. Yeah.
I forgot to put mine on, too.
I'll still snuggle you.
Beard bomb is stuff you put on your beard, puss.
Yeah.
So I'll explain a beard to you, but look around. Everybody's got one.
Oh, he knows what a beard is.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to see a concert with her tonight. Oh, that was so, so easy and so wrong, and I apologize. Mainly to your wife, not you.
Yeah, you apologize to my wife,
yeah,
not me.
Not you. Interesting that you would apologize. That went downhill quick.
Doctors in Papua New Guinea have warned men
Papa
to...
Umau Mau.
That's where that nasty bird's from, right? New Guinea?
One of them. Mm. Yeah, one of the places.
Nasty.
Nasty bird.
You'll kill
nasty
you. Bird.
You mess with me.
I kill you.
Oh, you nasty bird.
That's what I'm thinking.
Doctors in New Guinea have warned men to stop injecting their penises.
With what?
Cooking oil.
Oh!
And other substances.
Like olive oil, canola oil,
yeah.
Avocado oil? What are we talking?
Vegetable oil.
Do they have extremely small penises? Is that why?
In an attempt to make them bigger.
Yep.
Crisco.
Peanut oil.
Yeah, what if someone's allergic to
grape seed oil?
Yeah.
What is the healthiest oil to inject into your penis?
I'm not sure that there is a healthy one.
40,
they use baby oil.
48?
They use coconut oil.
Oh.
They use silicone. All of them bad.
Doesn't work, does it?
All of them bad.
You sound curious.
Right. Yeah, if it worked, I think we would have heard something by now.
Yeah.
Well, these people think they heard something by now. There have been around 500 cases of men and boys as young as 16 who've had this dangerous procedure done in the last couple of years. Many of the men end up suffering with ulcers on their penis following the injections, and the ulcers eventually burst open.
Oh. How small is their junk? And are the women shaming these dudes?
Well, it is widely known.
Yeah,
in the surgical field, plastic surgery field, that the guys who go in wanting an enlargement, that just about all of them fit into the average size.
Got it.
Okay.
And
been watching
guys,
too many movies.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
We're hanging out in the locker room of the NFL.
For instance.
Seeing the low-hanging ones.
Obviously, they need to hang around some more regular-sized penises.
Just other white dudes.
Right. Just to make them feel
just
normal.
Just hopping in the shower with a bunch of white dudes. And that way, you might see one big one, but the rest are average.
Brings the curve down, doesn't
it? Right, curve down, exactly.
About a fifth of these have had to undergo surgery to repair the damage done to the erectile muscles. Some may never have sex again.
Oh. Papa.
All of these substances that you're going to shove in there are bad.
Yeah, Dr. Mina will check in on this. She'll tell you not to, don't inject your penis with anything, right?
You don't know that. You don't know that's what she's going to say?
Yeah, probably.
A surgeon told The Guardian, the bulk of them have abnormal, lumpy masses growing over the penis.
Hey, but for her pleasure.
And sometimes...
lumpy for her pleasure.
And sometimes involving the scrotum.
Oh, my God. You're making me puke a little bit here.
A good number coming in with ulcers, they say, that eventually burst open. Some of them have...
you're not going to impress some chick whipping that out. Some ulcer-filled lump.
Yeah.
How you doing, baby?
Save the oil and use it again. Because a lot of times you could do that. To fry the turkey.
Save when that. When it pops out of the blister, you mean? Yeah. Recouping the oil.
It comes out of the ulcer. Save that oil.
Is that oil infused now once you've done that?
Repurposing the penis oil.
That oil can get expensive.
Last night.
Oh, man. Especially that peanut oil. That's not cheap.
That's a delicacy.
It's flavor infused.
Yeah. You got pictures, Craig? Like on your phone or...
I printed them out and put them up on my wall at home.
Just a reminder not to inject your penis.
Again.
Don't send me those. They're hideous.
Whatever you do.
Yeah, that sounded like a whatever you do.
Whatever you do, don't send me those
don't
photos.
Don't send me the ulcerated dink pics.
Todd really
is there a picture
those.
Somewhere? Share them on the social
media. I haven't seen it.
Okay, well, I'll look for it. I know you don't want
to. I'd rather not.
Yeah. I know you don't want to.
At least Google it.
Yeah. At least Google it. People. I think I blame women for always wanting bigger junk on dudes. You know, making these guys inject their wieners.
Well.
Yeah, see, I don't think all women say that.
I know. I don't, I don't either. I'm just trying to blame women.
A certain
for no
percentage
reason,
that are size queens.
Yeah, the rest of them just it does a trick.
It's their own tiny little Papua New Guinea egos.
Yeah, you're right.
That get to them.
I think you're right.
Yeah, we do not
have. They just
have,
call them egos.
We do not have the ulcerated pictures.
All right. Good.
And it doesn't seem to be a problem in this country yet. But somebody's looking at the canola oil right now.
Yeah, see, that Peter Pup didn't work.
He's
I better do something
bag,
else.
Right. Thinking, you know what Craig said.
Yeah, we might have planted a few seeds.
All right.
Craig was talking about this guy, Papa.
Yeah.
Where? Papa Umau Mau.
Papa Umau Mau.
According to the surgeon, predominantly they regret what they have done.
Predominantly. So there's a few guys that are cool with it.
There's a few guys at work on? Like, hey, check this bear out.
Who wouldn't regret that?
The guy that it worked on.
Someone who didn't get...
the note.
The ulcers on their penis.
Yeah.
The guys that can still have sex. The guys that don't
they
have the abnormal lumpy masses growing over their penis. Those guys.
Enjoy your breakfast this morning, folks.
Yeah, but it didn't sound like
sitting down to some nice sausage and eggs. You're having those this morning. Look at that sausage. A little burnt sausage you got on your plate right now. Somebody is.
That could be you.
I'm talking to somebody. That could be you. That's a Papua New Guinea penis right there.
When you're frying up your chicken tonight, just look at that oil. See, that could go and... That could make some ulcers.
They also believe that the larger amount of the procedures are being done by off-duty.
You said duty.
Male nurses who want to make some extra money.
Oh, they're getting paid backroom stuff, huh?
Yeah. You know, take on a side job.
Yeah. By injecting penises.
I'm starting to think the medical industry in some of these smaller countries is questionable. You know?
Maybe.
Starting to think maybe they don't have quite the regulations and things in place.
Papua New Guinea. Well, a bird, bird, bird. A bird, a word, well, a bird, bird, bird. A bird, a word, well, a bird, bird, bird. A bird, a word, well, a bird, bird, bird. A bird, a word, Brian, don't you know about the bird? Well, Peter's gonna tell you about the bird. Well, a bird, bird. A bird, a word, well, a bird. Surfing. Papa pa uma mao mao papa 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 uma mao mao. There you go. Leave that with you. I'll stick in your head all damn day. Especially us.
Good. It'll replace I've actually been singing the Junior's Farm version.
Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go. Down to Puss's Farm, say hello to his mom.
Yeah, so bye. So bye. But I'll be doing that all damn day.
The lyrics to Paul McCartney's Junior's Farm are kind of weird.
Yeah, they don't say Puss's mom, right?
No.
All right.
No mention of Puss's mom. Yeah. But there is talk of Eskimos and sea lions. And
Paul likes the weed.
Other nonsensical things.
Paul's a stoner.
Yeah, we looked those up the other day, and it seems Paul might have been high when he wrote that.
He probably was.
Well, it seems to me that, you know, I think Paul and the rest of the Beatles, there was a point in their career where they just went, hey, let's just throw a bundle of words out to people and they'll buy it.
Well.
And they did.
There's a lot of lyrics, to a lot of songs are kind of weird. But you're right, though. I get that. To look up the Junior Farm actual lyrics, you know, say hello to his mom is not in there.
Yeah. You'll go.
That would have been normal.
That would have been normal.
That would have been normal compared to the real lyrics.
Yeah. Yeah, lyrics of Puss's Farm actually make sense.
Yeah.
There's a bit of coherence.
Say hello to his mom.
Junior's Farm is just total nonsensical.
Well, good. Then it doesn't ruin whatever whatever thought I had in my head about it.
What thought did you have?
I didn't really have one. I was kind of curious. I just like the tune.
It's got a great riff.
It does.
It's got a great riff.
I don't care. I want to go to Junior's Farm.
And me too.
Yeah, I always like the tune.
Where it's at.
I never sat down to analyze the lyrics
until
we just looked at them the other day and said, well, what the hell? Talking to an Eskimo.
Yeah.
Out popped a sea lion, ready to go. Huh?
He should do a line.
That's
from
in the song?
Yeah.
Next time McCartney comes through town, he should actually just do a line from Puss's Farm in there. For the local audience. They'll get it. Say hello to his mom.
Everybody's chanting,
No farm!
No farm!
Yeah, that could be part of the next No Farm Aid concert.
The No Farm Aid.
So Todd watches the trailer channel, the movie trailer channel.
I'll watch a little bit.
Charlie checks out once in a while.
And I like the trailers for stuff I want to maybe eventually see, but you'll go through 8 or 9 superhero crap you don't want to see, but you know, they'll show up.
There's always a bunch of those. Mm-hmm. And there's a bunch of horror flick.
Right.
But I just
I like horror flick trailers than the actual better than the movies.
Sure.
The movies scared the hell out of me. I can handle a trailer. Ooh, that looked great.
Yeah, I can handle
that. That was a great trailer. Yeah.
But I just watch that to be aware of what's
coming
out,
right?
If there's anything interesting.
Did you watch the most recent Star Wars trailer?
I did not. I haven't seen that yet.
Apparently, everybody else in the world has seen it.
Thursday or something, I think it came out, or Thursday or Friday.
The trailer did?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
When's it start, June?
No, Christmas.
Really?
Christmas, yeah.
Yeah.
I can't wait that long.
Approximately 8 billion people saw it in the first 5 minutes.
So should we get in line?
Which means the entire world saw it in the first 15 minutes.
Should we start camping out for tickets right now?
What's this one, and where does it fall?
It's the last one. It's the episode 9. So there's 3 trilogies.
Yeah.
This is the end of the 3rd trilogy.
Got
this is the final one of the saga.
Okay.
Really?
So the first three that chronologically, the first three that showed up in theaters were actually 4, 5, and 6, right?
Correct.
Right, okay.
And then they put out
7,
1, 8, 2,
9.
And 3.
Right.
And then the most recent ones are 7, 8, 9.
And then there was a side thing called Solo.
Yeah, and there was
Solo.
The Rogue One. That was a standalone.
That's a Solo standalone.
Right, it's kind of a remake, actually.
Yeah, kind of. But no, I saw our buddy Josh Sneed. You know, he's big Star Wars geek.
He's a total geek, right?
They debuted
he's just a geek.
They debuted this at some big Star Wars convention in Chicago or something, and
he was there.
He was there?
Yeah. Yeah, the trailer was the big...
So that was just the star attraction.
Oh, yeah.
The trailer.
Absolutely. Everybody wanted to see the trailer.
See, I don't get that.
Not flying somewhere to see it.
No. Mm-mm. For, 4 minutes?
Well, there's a whole convention.
And you're among your
buds. 3 days long.
Yeah, among the geeks, man.
Standing there saying, like, so this is it.
Yeah.
And then you're like, so this is it.
Yeah.
This is it.
Huh? Yeah, oh, well, you can talk about it for the next 4 hours.
What's it like to be with a woman? You hear that a lot. What's it like to be with a woman?
This is going to be so much better than episode 8.
Josh might be a unicorn walking around that place with his wife and kids.
I'm married and kids and walking around, yeah. What's it like to be with a woman? He gets that asked a lot. Or it's just a human being. We'll go with that because it's, we're free-thinking people.
There's that.
What's it like to have human contact, skin on skin?
Well, that's why they have these conventions.
Skin. I'm talking about naked skin on skin. Yeah, I'm not talking about shaking hands.
No, this is that they can
geek out with
each other. Actually interact with other human beings.
True.
Well, there's probably some geek hookups at these things.
Maybe.
I think so.
It's like going to the speech contest in the in the next town over.
I would say, probably, yeah.
You got tickets to the trailer. You're in.
Not everybody has those.
No.
Nope.
The country's opioid epidemic contributing to higher rates of infectious diseases. Researchers from the University of Maryland, say opioid use has caused a surge in the number of HIV and AIDS cases. Numbers are also up for the HEP and heart infections, along with sexually transmitted infections. The biggest problem is among those engaging in high-risk activities like the needle sharing. They say that since 1999... nearly 400,000 people in the United States have died from opioid-related overdoses.
That's unbelievable.
It really is. More kids.
Is it up to us to stop this?
It's up to Big Pharma to care, and they don't.
Well, no. There's too much money.
It's also maybe legalized medical marijuana everywhere. So people smoke weed, opioids go down. That is a fact. Where weed is legal, opioid use goes down. So explain that to me, righties.
And where weed is not legal,
Pete,
the governor's dad is getting on and telling you, you ought to put some money into that Canadian cannabis stock because you could make some money that way. Well, you know, the state your son's a governor of could make some money, too, if you legalize some. No, not there.
They're better than that.
We're just worried about the commission check.
Right.
More kids are going to the hospital for swallowing small objects. Study published by the American Academy of Pediatrics tracked emergency room admissions for kids under the age of 6 who'd swallowed a foreign object. Admissions surged more than 90% between 95 and 015. Coins, mostly responsible, followed by toys, jewelry, and batteries.
Oh.
Yeah, I think one of my kids used to stick these little beads up his nose.
I thought you said it was Miranda, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was Miranda. Yeah. It was her.
I never had that problem, but you're right. I'm surprised it didn't happen more often.
Yeah.
With kids. I'm surprised we didn't shove everything down there.
Right. It seems to me we did.
I don't remember actually being brought anywhere for swallowing anything. I think I might have swallowed a coin once, but I don't remember. I'm even pretty young and probably pooped that thing right out. Now it would just fly out.
Well, yeah.
I threw a tester out and there comes a dime.
But I would have figured it would have been just as big a problem.
Oh, it had to be just a big problem. Because you know what?
When we were kids.
We didn't have helicopter parents at the time, so we could have been eating anything and they wouldn't have known.
And there were plenty of little pieces of toy whatever.
Right.
Shove up any orifice you could find. Jam it in your ear.
Hot Wheels in your ass. And I'm happy to see you, Craig.
Although none of us went as far as that kid Craig talked about last week that shoved the marbles up his dink.
Oh.
Remember?
Oh, yeah. God.
That's that.
Back
none of us
to the dink. You're
never,
right.
Never went there.
I don't know how he did that. Oh, they were pea size, weren't
they? Yeah, they were smaller.
But
yeah.
Even then.
And he was 11, and he was a future sounder. That kid's going to be a freak when he grows up.
I think he might already be there.
You think he was a freak? Is that why he tried it? He's just, he'll remember he liked it, then he'll do it.
No, he's a
freak now?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's in his nature.
He's a sounder.
And he's just going to take it to the next level once he's old enough.
Ugh.
Now, on the Jackass one, when they put the Hot Wheels, whose ass did that go up?
Was Steve-O? Had to be Steve-O.
Did they just insert the Hot Wheel, or was it inside a condom or something? Because I think a Hot Wheel going up there.
That's not the first time you asked that question.
Potential for injury there.
I think if depending on what size. I think if you have a sports car, you probably fit right up there.
Puss can't start the research soon enough.
I'm working on it. I got to wait through an ad.
The sports
here.
Car Hot Wheels aerodynamic. You think maybe a vet could go up there?
Well, you know,
put like a big F-150 in your ass. That
still it might have like a couple of headlights that pop up.
Oh, you don't want? Yeah,
that would snag your intestine.
Yeah.
Ooh,
it just seems to me like you should probably. But even if you put a condom over there's still potential for injury there.
We have a live car spot coming up, so be careful how we segue into that one. I'm saying that for myself, by the way.
Right.
So I remember.
Ryan Dunn.
Dunn did it. Okay. Yeah. He's dead now, right?
Yeah, and it doesn't look like it's wrapped in anything. I'm looking at the X-ray right here.
What kind of Hot Wheel was it?
Looks like a small sports car.
Okay, I figured that. Had to be a sports car.
Your streamlined sports car.
You're not putting a pickup truck.
Yeah, a
dump truck with a big edges on it.
Well, I'm thinking like a truck with like the roll bar over the top and the little lights and those. That's not a good idea.
Yeah, it looked like one of those old school ones.
Yeah, you want something aerodynamic.
So why is it happening more now, they say?
No.
Okay.
I think kids are just stupider.
I guarantee that. We were really smart. we were smart kids.
Probably, brilliant. Brilliant.
All of us.
I think they're a lot more neglected, too.
Yeah.
I don't think they get near the attention we did. Get that Hot Wheels out of your eyes.
Kids dumb.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.